Hello. Hello, my friends. Welcome to Ron Norman. This is indeed just Norm, and it is Saturday, May the 17th, 2014. It's late in the afternoon, 4:30, I guess, and I am out on a sorely needed weekend run. It remains to be seen whether I can call it a long run or not, because I don't have dedicated miles in mind. I'm looking more for some spiritual enlightenment from the toe tap, slip slap, happy clack sound of my feet, one in front of the other, as I huff and puff down the roadways of my little town, Dunedin, West Central Florida. Let me describe to you that the sky is indeed sky blue. There is absolutely not one cloud up in this sky. And the temperatures are surprisingly mild. I mean, maybe you have to live in Florida to appreciate these numbers I'm getting ready to throw at you. But as I said, it's the middle of May. The temperature's 81, but the humidity and or the dew point is only 32%. I accentuate those numbers because that is just almost bizarre. It is not typical 79 to 85% humidity / dew point, which is typical for this time of year, and I'm taking advantage of it. I'm just about ready to enter the Hammock Park Pines Trail, and I have not been up in the trail in quite some time either, so this is sorely needed as well. I mean, I'm thinking maybe a month or so at least since I've been up here in these majestic woods. There it is. That's what I'm looking for. So, I don't know what to say really. I mean, we're gonna talk. I'm gonna talk with you. But my mind is all over the place. And it's almost always my intent to communicate with you thoughtfully and clearly. Even if I'm talking about nothing, it's always my desire to know, or to think I know, that I got my points across completely to you. Those who are my friends, and those I run with. Just making my way onto Harris Trail right now. This may be nothing more than describing the beauty of the pine trees, the oak trees, the dirt, the gravel, the weeds, the flowers, the streams that I will encounter in the hammock. I know it's a lot quieter. That's the bridge. A lot quieter in here than up and down the noisy suburban streets and I welcome that. I don't really know what I'm going to encounter as far as muddy bog, because it rained pretty thoroughly in West Central this week. So I may encounter some muddy puddles. That's right, I said muddy puddles. You see, I have a daughter who likes to watch a lot of the same television shows as my buddy, my brother. Not my buddy, my brother, my friend up in Cincinnati, or close to it. I don't think you live in Cincinnati, do you, Kev? Going uphill, I'm probably running a bit faster than is what is good for me. Woo! I'm struggling to breathe here. I'm trying to pay attention to the wind. Anyway, yes, my daughter, as Kevin's children, watch Peppa Pig. It's a product out of the UK. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you need to go over to the Extra Mile podcast, episode number 126, where you will find a lot of other runners, just as I am, and just as Kevin is, who are all wonderful people, and you'll find a home there. So check it out. So yeah, I don't really know what to say, although I am saying it, aren't I? I'm a little scatterbrained today because it's been just one of those weeks. I'm not going to bore you with my crybaby whining about anything. But just know, it's been a full mental plate for Norm. Just Norm. And I spent the day, all day yesterday, with my family, and today doing lovely family activities. My little girl graduated from pre-K, pre-kindergarten. We celebrated that. We made yesterday her day. And today, we took my older girl to the movies, as she's been desperately wanting to see The Amazing Spider-Man Part 2. Which, I've seen some people review it or give comments on it. I just have to say, I love movies. And as rare as I get a chance to see movies, they can totally suck me in. You know, I can be critical too and say the acting wasn't this, or the special effects was that, or, you know, themes that I thought were there may not have been there. But I enjoyed the movie, and my family did too. One of the themes that kind of wrapped up the movie was pretty standard. Hi, how are you?
Good.
And that theme was, we're going to have dark days and we're going to have good days, so don't despair. Accept the dark. Move through them, because better days lie ahead. And I suppose we could find some truth in that, couldn't we? You always find some themes, or some soul food, or some prayers, and all sorts of entertainment. That's where I got my nugget today. Excuse me. I'm trying not to snort, but with this large bulbous nose on my face, it sometimes wants to do what it wants to do. I'm running through powder sand now. I think I'm on Palm Trail. We'll see in a minute here. Hi, how are you?
Good, you?
Good, thanks. Got a lot of hikers in here today. That lady had a dog who didn't bark at me, but he didn't give me a nice look either. Yeah, this is Palm Trail. At the intersection of Kettles. Take a copper squat here. So yeah, that's a walk break. Let's stop this. Let's pause the activity. I often take, I don't know if I should say often, but I sometimes take a little squat break and just rest a minute.
Activity paused.
There you go. And I think that's okay. Some people, maybe purists, might think, well, you shouldn't stop, you should keep running. Well, sometimes I cop a squat and I look around. What I see when I look around now are trees towering above me and hanging, as if to create a tree tunnel. I can hear the music of the church. There's a church around the corner here called Our Lady of Lourdes. It's a Catholic church. And if I shut up for a second, you can hear, listen. Or there's a festival. Maybe there's a festival, because that sounds more like guitar playing now. The Hammock Park is surrounded with many things. A couple of churches. A city-owned park where there's a pool, soccer fields, volleyball, net, court. And they hold events there sometimes too as well. And then Hammock Park is just kind of nestled in here. It's kind of cool. I'll start walking again because there's mosquitoes that are kind of coming around. It's a walk break. So I usually run straight north up Palm Trail, but I'll make a left here and go on Kettles. Very rooty. Rooty. So yeah, I'm kind of liking a tree tunnel, if you will. I like the feel of that. It has been way too long since I've been up in these trails. I'm walking on black dirt right now with roots that are crossing, but sticking out of the ground. It's easy to trip and fall. So I'm actually glad I'm walking. I could run this. I have run this before. But I don't know. I feel so out of sorts that I feel like I could trip and fall. That's a no good, right? So yeah, I just listened to the Extra Mile podcast. I was tempted in listening to your podcast next, Mr. Castillo. I think it's entitled Norma's Bog Run. Let's see. Now I'm at intersection. Should I turn left or right? I'll go right. I think this is going to swing back around. I've got a little wooden footbridge here that I'm going to go over. And this is going to take me like into a cul-de-sac of trail. I'll come back and hit it. But yeah, I was going to listen to the Norma's Bog Run. I did listen to part one. It's like a 5-minute part one of that. And then, being tempted to listen to part two, I thought to myself, you know what? If I don't get on the horn here and put some phonation down, I'm not going to podcast. So I opted to turn on the Sony Digital, and I'll listen to the Running Shackles podcast later. Never, never fails to entertain. I'm sure you folks have heard about the big controversy with the VA, and I know you folks know I work at the VA, and so to speak to that, I will say, as far as I'm concerned, at my level, and the level of my supervisors, we are committed to giving good quality care to the veterans we serve. I'm not naive enough to be unaware that every facility is a bit different, but that's just what it is. Every facility is a bit different, and I can't speak for what's going on at the other ones. There are officials that have been coming to our facility and investigating, and we are complying with and cooperating with those investigations. As a matter of fact, next week, one of my colleagues and I are going to be interviewed by the Office of Inspector General. So that we can offer suggestions for improvement. Hello again. It's the lady and her dog. Again, I'm sorry for the snort. So I look forward to the opportunity that I'm gonna have to be part of a solution, not a naysayer or a critic. Whew, I think I'm running too fast. I don't have any mileage goals this week. It would have been nice to get a 23 or 24 again, but I just don't think it's gonna work out, and I don't have that desire. I ran 5 and some change on Tuesday, a little over 5 on Thursday, and today I will probably get, I'm guesstimating, 7 or 8. Now I'm coming up to the part of the park, so I guess that wasn't church music. You can hear in the background some of this music. It's getting a bit louder. And I am coming back out now. I've kind of done a lot of winding in here. So after I got on Harris, I hit Grant Trail and ran south. And I took a series of half turns. Wow, what a sight. I should get that bird. Hold on, I gotta take this picture. It's a huge crane on top of a large tree stump. Hold on. Hello. Some bicyclists, yep. I did get that crane picture. How you guys doing? There's a couple sitting on a bench. So yeah, I'm a little scattered now. I got the picture of the crane. I told you I took a series of half turns on the trail running southbound on Grant, where I hit that steep incline. Now I'm running north on Grant and seeing quite a few people hearing about. And you can hear some of that music in the background. So many pictures that are calling my name to be taken, and I'm trying to keep running. Oh, Bay Trail is closed. They roped up a trail I used to go down. Okay, I either turn left at this stream here and cross it. Let me think here for a minute. Some steep wind coming, stiff wind. It's that same lady walking her dog. I'm on the other side of a pause, so I don't really remember what I said. I was in the throes of some heavy running and probably a little anoxia. And I'm traveling westbound Skinner Trail. There's a lot of portions that's they've been roped off. How you doing? I don't know why. It's portions of the trail that have been closed. Maybe they're doing some clearing or marking. Hello. But anyway, I guess it's a sign that I need to come up here a little bit more. So this is, I believe, Palm. Yeah. This is the northernmost artery of Palm, but I'm going to run past it and catch the Sugarberry Loop. Sugarberry East and Sugarberry West Loop. And then I'm going to go back on this Skinner Trail eastbound until I hit a northern artery and then loop back around and then come back to Palm. See, I've got a plan. Feeling in my mind like there's something deeper I'm supposed to tell you, or some sort of a steady state I'm supposed to have achieved by now, but it's not there. I can't fabricate it. Folks, very well populated today. That's good to see. Hello. Okay. Sugarberry. Sugarberry Trail East. I call it the loop, but it's not demarcated by any title called loop. Well, for all that my words can't come up with, I can tell you that I feel as though I'm achieving a kind of a relaxation or a peace that I'm awfully often, I can't talk very well today again, I'm often searching for. It's starting to hit me. I'm starting to feel that wash, that cleansing of freedom. That's the best way to surmise it. I feel free. I feel like all my angst, torture, excitement, sadness, joy, all of it, it's free to just swirl around and go away or come back to me. It's freeing. That's the best way to describe it. And I'm at about 4.36 miles total for my run, so that's kind of about right for me to get in my mind where I'm at right now. I'm in a very, luckily, very shaded area right now. There are portions of the trail where the trees above give way to big patches of sunshine. I like the way that the shadows kind of dance along in front of me and hit these little spots where the sun just kind of catches the glint of your eye as you're running or walking. The smell of fresh greenery. Oh, this is heaven. It fills my nostrils with the scent of nature. This is what I crave. This is what I need. But in balance, because if I got this all the time, it would lose its mystery and majesty. You have to have a balance of the good with the bad. Like I said a few weeks ago, joy and pain, everything is about balance. And too much of a good thing would make me, at the very least, take for granted the beauty and the enjoyment that I'm experiencing right now. How often do we, or at least me, wish this thing about our life, or that thing about our life? We wish we lived someplace else. We wish we had a different job. We wish our kids didn't do this or didn't do that. But this brings me right back to balance and the understanding that those things are needed in order to give us perspective, I say. At the beginning of this run, I was feeling a little winded, and it wasn't feeling too good. My legs were stiff, a little tired. I started to fear that I would not enjoy the run, but it has turned into a awareness run. All right, I finished the loop, so I'm heading back, and I'm heading east on the Grant Trail. Klein, C-L-I-N-E trail, is to my right. I could have taken it, but I'm gonna go just a bit further and turn north. So I know there's a trail that takes me past a little, like a little sanctuary, a little bridge across the bog. There's that lady again. I better not say hello to her this time. She's looking at me a little stranger each time I cross. So I'm taking Cedar Trail, the bridge over the small stream, back onto the white pebble sand shell trail, which will take me just past the sanctuary and into the leaves and roots again. Hello.
Hi.
There's three young men running with what looked like a team shirt, like maybe it was a running club. All right, now I've got pine needles and another bridge and a walk break, which I will take. You know, I sound winded, but I think it's because I'm talking and distracted by buffering against wind, but it's not a bad breathless. It's not a I'm winded, oh, I don't feel good. It's actually part of the freeing experience. When your chest heaves up and down and you feel air and life, not just life, but life of the moment that you're experiencing, going in and out of your essence and your being. That's what I'm feeling right now. I can't help all the flowery words. That's where it's at for me right now. Can't see into the walk break. Let's pick up this trail. I'm gonna take this straight north. It's gonna put me into suburbia on Michigan Avenue. I'm gonna have to turn straight around and head south back to Grant, I think I said. And then I'll either catch Klein or Palm for some more mileage. Can you hear that music in the back? Still? Okay, now I'm in one of those sun-bathed patches. Not much shade. So it's getting in my eye a little bit. I'm gonna look down at the ground a little closer. I've not encountered any mud yet. There's some dark patches where the mud dried up, but there's no slippery leaves or mud to splash in. No muddy puddles. At the bridge, gravel. Okay, approaching traffic-laden Michigan Avenue, and I will turn around. So on the other side of that pause, I took that that trail, Cedar Trail, southbound again, and now I'm on Klein Trail, which is going to circle around, put me on Palm, take me to Grant to the Loops again, and I am going to head for the Pinellas paved trail back home. That's the plan. Things are flowing very well. Now I have just a bit of vision as to what I'm doing. The Pinellas Trail will give me another 3 miles before I got back to the house. I will complete what I will go ahead now and call a weekend long run. I hope, and it is my hope, that I was able to paint a little bit of a picture, give you a little bit of a visual as to where I ran from pavement to dirt, back to pavement. And I hope that you'll consider this a run amongst friends. That's all it really is. And I hope that it had some value in its presentation to you. And I have completed the Klein to Palm connection. And we'll soon be on Grant, back to the pavement. So, my friends, my brothers and sisters, it's just warm. And I do love you guys. I wish you all well. and we'll talk again. Bye-bye.